Hi and welcome to You Podcast. I'm Asim Burney. I'm joined by Filmy Girl. Hey, Filmy Girl.
Hi.
Let's talk a bit about Kick, and before that, just like do a general catch up because we haven't really talked about Bollywood in ages, have we?
We haven't, and I feel like I've been out of it for ages, just because. Anyone that reads my blog knows I took a little hiatus earlier this year. I got a new job, and it's just been very, very time consuming. But I feel like there hasn't really been much out that I was interested in anyway.
Yeah, I feel the same. I think I got a bit burned out after London Indian Film Festival, which we were covering really intensely.
Yeah.
And although I love it, they're all movies that kind of, stimulate the part of my brain that I don't necessarily... I mean, it's not the reason I go to the cinema, you know. These are perfectly fine movies to watch at home on a DVD streaming or whatever. But when I kind of go out to the cinema, I like to be entertained. Even if it's a subject matter that's, maybe depressing or whatever, if it's brought into a way that I enjoy or, that I like. And I feel even the start of the year with movies like Highway and stuff like that, they were very, Queen. They were all kind of small movies that are perfectly fine to watch on at home, but like going to the theater, getting excited, it's only started with the last few movies of, Kick and maybe Holiday, for me at least.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I really liked Highway a lot, but it's one that would play just as well in a DVD player.
Exactly.
And the same with Queen. And the same with there's just a bunch of romantic comedies, I think, that came out. And then, what was it, Villain?
Yeah, which I haven't seen yet.
I haven't seen that either. And then, some smaller films. Yeah.
I have to say about rom-coms, I was pleasantly surprised with Hasi to Fasi. I had no expectations going in. And it's still like a movie that I'm thinking about now. And I actually would recommend that you even seek it out if you haven't yet. I know rom-com is really not your thing, but it's not really like it doesn't have those elements that would annoy you, I think. I think it's probably going to be one of my favorite movies at the end of the year still.
Well, then I'll definitely check it out because I feel like I have to explain myself all the time, but it's not that I dislike romance, in theory, or comedy, but just that specific genre of rom-com, I find just really distasteful.
And I think with like something like Hasi to Fasi, just because it was coming out of Dharma too, you expect it to be that cookie cutter Imran Khan, Kareena Kapoor type of rom-com.
Right, with the glossy hair and
exactly.
and the man boy. But I think this one...
It just had some charm. I don't know what it had a lot going for it. I was very pleasantly surprised, and I'm still
It looked kind of quirky too, I think, right?
I think it's always that problem with how they market a movie and what the movie exactly is, and sometimes they want to push the movie and it maybe turns off people like you and me. But sometimes we also have our preconceived notions, and when we do watch the movie itself and judge the movie for itself, this is one that actually surprised me, and I was really happy about. So I'm actually even going to give a chance to Two States, which I heard mixed things about.
That one, I don't think you could get me to watch. I have a problem with Arjun.
Yeah.
He's like another Imran Khan for me. He's just kind of a blank.
Yeah, but that's because beside all of my pushing, you still haven't seen Aurangzeb yet. Every time you say that, I tweet or write you, have you checked out Aurangzeb, and I get complete silence from you.
It's just hard to make myself watch something when, I only have so much time. Is it really going to be worth it? All right, I'll give that one a try, I guess.
Weirdly enough, last weekend I was home for Eid, and my dad was talking about it. He was like, have you seen this movie called Aurangzeb? And I was like, what? And out of all the people that have anything positive to say is me and Senior Bernie, which is insane. And he has amazing choice. I mean, he made me watch The Godfather when I was 7. He made me watch Once Upon a Time in the West when I was 7. So he knows good movies.
Okay. All right. I think you're selling me.
You know it's a twin role, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And my dad thought it was actually two different actors. Just because he played it that way, like the guy. So, I mean,
that's great.
Plus it has a lot of this 80s nostalgia kind of nonsensical twins, you know?
And I love twin roles.
I think you'd like that too. And it has Rishi Kapoor in a very awesome role. So.
Oh, well, Rishi's the best. Not as a person, but as an actor.
Not as a person.
But yeah, twin roles, any like double roles, any sort of double role like that, I really enjoy.
Did you get a chance to watch Holiday?
I haven't yet, but I'm hopefully going to get a chance to see It's Entertainment this coming weekend.
Yeah, it's entertainment.
But Holiday,
right?
I did see the Tamil original, and I had a lot of problems with it, some of which I have mentioned before. I just find, you know, that the way that the Tamil movie went anyway, it was there were just a lot of issues with how they portrayed terrorism and who is a terrorist, and also I feel like the main hero was kind of almost fascist in his use of state power. I don't know, I found it very distasteful.
Well, they stayed away a lot from the whole Muslim aspect, and I remember that from your review. That was
it was horrible.
Sticking point for you.
It really, really was. I mean, to the point that where, you know, that it just, the way that, because it's about sleeper cells, right?
Yeah.
And maybe it's just because I'm coming from America, where there is such prejudice against anyone who's Muslim after September 11th, and this whole idea of sleeper cells, and I mean, it's in our culture with like 24, and that what's that show, Homeland?
Homeland, yeah.
Yeah, and so maybe I'm just more sensitive to it just because that's where I'm coming from, but I just found it, you know, where they're like, okay, who could be a potential terrorist? It could be anyone. And they just show like a bunch of Muslim people. I'm like, oh yeah, it could be anybody. Anybody. Yeah. Like I see those quotation marks, like anybody.
Yeah, no, I they stayed away from that in Holiday. I actually, for a lot of times, I enjoyed Holiday more than Kick, which is odd. Maybe, but the only problem for me was, one of the problems was that the villain was so weak. I mean, if they just got Vidyut Jamwal for this, this would have been so good. But
he was so good. Yeah, I mean, that's one part I did like about the Tamil one. He was really good.
And I actually might watch the Tamil one just because of that. I enjoy going back. Do you know if it was the same? The director did both movies. Was it?
I believe he did.
Oh, okay. Then definitely I'll check it out.
Yeah.
But have you watched the original of Kick? Is it a Telugu movie or is it a Tamil movie?
I think it's Telugu, and I haven't. Okay. I haven't. Yeah. I was expecting what happened in the middle of the film, but not because I'd seen the original.
Right. I've tried to watch the original like three times, and I just can't get through it. it's just not my style of movie, I think. I might still go. I think it stars, what's his name again? Ravi Teja. And I think he did the original Rowdy Rathore too.
I like Ravi Teja.
Right.
Maybe I'll give it a try. He's more glowery though than Salman is. Salman's so, not happy, but like just kind of smiley in this. Like he's playing like almost a prim kind of role, you know?
Yeah.
And, Ravi Teja, if I'm thinking, let me see. I'm on Wikipedia, but it's not jumping out at me. But anyway, I haven't seen the original.
But
I did enjoy this quite a bit.
Yeah, before we get into it, what are you looking forward to for the rest of the year?
For the rest of the year, I'm looking forward to Bang Bang.
Yeah.
And I'm actually looking forward to PK. I know that might cause some controversy, but
What did you think of the first look?
I don't know. I mean, it's like, it's a 50-year-old man who's been airbrushed to look like that. I mean, it's
apparently Raju Hirani like went with on record and said it's not airbrushed.
Oh well, well then. Well, anyway, it's, you know, it's Aamir Khan. I just have a feeling every time I've doubted Aamir, he's brought me around. So I'm definitely going to give it a chance. And yeah, I guess I don't know what else is coming up. Those are the two.
Happy New Year?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, really? Okay. I thought Farah Khan would win you over.
No, I can't watch Shah Rukh anymore.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just can't. I mean, old Shah Rukh? Yeah. I have no problem with Shah Rukh from the 90s, but just now I just hate his face. I just can't look at him. And just her style, too, is kind of, I don't know. I just feel like the two of them is a bad combination.
Oh wow! Okay.
That's, yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I think the trailer's coming out, I think, next week, and that'll probably give us the first kind of feel of what it would be.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she's just not shook up by the last few movies she's made. You know.
Yeah. And I'm someone who loved Tees Mar Khan.
Same here. Yeah.
I just actually rewatched a good chunk of it the other day. Oh, because of Akshay Khanna.
Yeah, exactly.
I posted something. Oh, he's playing a villain in some film. But, oh, which reminds me, Mardani, Rani's movie.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that quite a bit.
Yeah, same.
That's going to be good.
Yeah. Although Pradeep Sarkar is directing, which is worrying.
but the promos, like, I feel like the promos
look really good.
The promos look good, and if it's even. You know, if that is the style of the film, I think it should be okay.
Yeah.
There's some other stuff that's in the works. Shahid's Hamlet, Haider. Yeah. There was something else.
Action Jackson is still coming out, I think. Prabhudeva.
Yeah.
Ajay Devgan.
Yeah. I'll watch that. You won't, but I'll watch that. And then, there's some other things, but I think Bang Bang is, like, the next big one, right?
Yeah, I think Bang Bang, Singham is coming out, which I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, me too, actually, Singham too. The trailers look good.
I think it's the only Rohit Shetty movie I've really liked. Chennai Express coming kind of close, but not there exactly. But Singham, I actually really liked. It's not a movie I want to rewatch 100 times, but I enjoyed watching it the first few times. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm also really looking forward to how they'll explain the switcheroo that they pulled. That's what I want to know. Like, how did Kajal suddenly turn into Kareena?
I just like Kareena Kapoor.
Yeah, same here.
Oh, and then isn't there? There's another Raj and DK film coming out with Saif, right?
Is there? Okay.
I think so.
I don't know if this.
Because someone just mentioned
happy ending.
Yeah. That is one to look forward to, anyway.
Yeah, that'll definitely be interesting. They always do something interesting.
They always do something interesting. I haven't been disappointed in them yet.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to Raja Natwarlal. I saw the trailer of it a couple of days ago. It has Imran Hashmi and Paresh Rawal in it.
Oh, I saw that trailer also.
And I don't know, I kind of like Imran Hashmi.
It looked like sort of a throwback film almost, you know, with like dance or like the dancing and the club scenes.
And I also like heist movies. That's another thing I really like, especially when there's a lot of planning going into it. I kind of like that one. So it looks interesting. I don't know if it'll make money or whatnot, but movies that I'm not looking, I mean, I don't even want to hear about are Finding Fanny and and Khoob Surat.
Khoob Surat looks like it would pain me physically to have to sit through that.
And the third one is Welcome Back, which is going to come after PK, apparently. But I don't see that happening, Welcome Back. I don't know why.
All of those three films, I agree. They all look like something I'm very not interested in.
Yeah. But I think I think Kick at the moment is probably, it looks like it's going to be the biggest hit Bollywood has ever seen, right?
It's doing quite well, according to all the usual suspects.
Yeah, like The Trade. I think it just needs to catch up with Dhoom 3. I don't exactly know how much point of a lakh it's missing to get there. But oh, crores, I mean, not lakhs. Yeah. But it probably will make it. I mean, we're still like only a week and a half in. But again, what does it matter when, you know, like... Happy New Year is still coming, Bang Bang is still coming, and PK is still coming. So I imagine even if it sets a record, within a couple of months it's going to be broken anyway.
Yeah, because this, I mean, Kick, I really enjoyed watching it in the film, watching it in the theater quite a bit. And, you know, the audience that was there, it was pretty crowded, you know, and the audience seemed to have a great time. Like, everybody laughed at the right places and cheered when, you know, the hero made his entrance. But it felt more like, you saw Ready, right?
I did, yes.
Yeah, so it feels more like a Ready, like one of those films that's just kind of,
which was also a kind of a remake, right? Ready,
yeah, was... yeah. But it's sort of like a film just to have a good time versus one that's, like, it hit, like, it's a film, it's a, you know, entertaining film, and it just sort of hits at the right time, versus something like Three Idiots, that is a film that actually, you know, was a big sensation, or Da Bang.
Yeah.
You know, that, like, you can judge by how many crores something makes, but only so far.
Mm.
So, this one, I think, was just really entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, there's kind of a few factors playing with Kick. I mean, it's done really well. It's a first-time director, Sajid Nadiarwala. but it feels so generic in a way. Like, like, I couldn't see anything that I would be like, if Sajid Nadiarwala made another movie, I wouldn't be able to pick out, like, oh, this is a typical Sajid Nadiarwala scene or angle or whatever. It just seems like a team effort, and he just threw tons of money at it,
which is actually kind of one of the things I liked about it, because the producer was the one in charge, and his goal is to please as many audience members as possible.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like the film, you're right, there wasn't anything really noteworthy about it, except for the fact that it delivered everything that you wanted exactly when you wanted it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, it just hit all the right beats, like... And it just did everything that you expected it to.
Yeah.
When you expected it to. There was no, like, arterial, like, twists or, like, fancy camera work. No, it's just going to be, here's the part where Salman makes his appearance, and here's where all the confetti falls, and here's where the heroine dances. And it just felt very much like a by-the-numbers, just give you exactly what you want.
The confetti was awesome, by the way.
The confetti was really awesome. I love the confetti. That was a great entrance.
But yeah, the other part is with him, I also felt nothing was offensive in the movie.
No, because
in a way, you mentioned a movie like Ready, which I found very offensive on so many points. And, like, in a way, you know, like, Sajid has worked with Sajid Khan a lot, you know, and he does a lot of offensive comedy.
That's true.
And I feel the look was very similar. In, you know, the gloss of it, and, you know, the production values.
Yeah.
But it had nothing that really felt offensive to me, which I kind of liked in a way. Like, I don't know. It was just like an entertainer. You know, like, it just felt good to be in a movie and be entertained and not come out pissed off at something, you know? It's not like a movie I'm going to watch 100 times, but I had a good time while I was watching it, which sometimes is enough, you know?
And I think that we were really lacking that this year, which is part of the reason why this film has done so well, because like you said, it's very good-hearted. Mm. There's nothing really too offensive about it. There's not a lot of like spicy material, like double entendres, and there's like one scene, I think, where Jackie has her dress ripped off. But it's not like she's wearing a bikini underneath, you know, or just her underpants. She's got, like, still a she's still pretty covered.
Yeah, is that the
in the song?
Yeah, in the song. Yeah, I think even Salman even kind of mentioned that about that specifically in some interview. Because the thing is with Kik, I'm enjoying the interviews almost more than I'm enjoying actually the thing. Because Salman doesn't give a shit, you know.
No, that's the best part.
But yesterday I tweeted one, and he was like eating one cupcake after the other. He was scratching his leg. He was blowing his nose. It was hilarious. Like the presenter Komal Nata, he couldn't contain his laughter, and he was like telling Jacqueline, who was probably on a diet, he's like, the blueberry ones is awesome. Hilarious.
Well, yeah, because he made her gain weight.
Did he?
I think so. I think he said, you know, she had to put on a few, or at least not look quite so trim as she usually does. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I read somewhere, anyway.
So, what did you think of Jacqueline? Because I know you and me both like her, right? Yeah, exactly.
I love her, and I thought she was perfect for the role. Because it was such an absurd Sajid Khan style. I mean, that style of character. I mean, she wasn't supposed to be a realistic psychiatrist. she looked like she was playing something called, you know, a psychiatrist in quotes, and her job was to walk around like wearing glasses and a stylish raincoat.
She looks like the poster child of going to a psychologist, you know, like do you need somebody to listen to, and then she's like there with glasses on.
Exactly.
But she's not really the actual
no, which is, and you know, but it wasn't really about that anyway. It was just like, you know, that was just her job. But I thought she was lovely. I mean, she didn't have as much screen presence as a Karina or even like Asin or somebody like that. But I thought she was fine.
But let's break this down. Why do you and me like her that much? Like, I see a lot of people don't. And I think it's somewhere because both you and me also like Katrina Kaif.
With the Jacqueline and Katrina too, actually, I like them because I feel like on screen they both have a very pleasant, they're both very pleasant to watch on screen, and not like they're pretty, you know, there's a lot of pretty girls out there, but just they seem very natural, they're just normal women on screen, like they're not overly posed. I don't feel like they're always like checking their hair or like the best angle for the camera, or they feel very natural on screen, and they're both very like physical almost.
Yeah.
Like you get a full sense of that they have like bodies that they use to walk around and kick people and dance. I mean, at least that's my impression. Yeah. They just seem like they're just pleasant to watch, even though they're not the best actresses. But you know, Salman Khan's not the best actor, so you don't really need.
They don't have that vibe of a diva, like you know, which annoys me a bit. Like I can take it from from a Karina Kapoor.
Well, she's earned it. She's earned the right to be a diva.
Well, she was one before she even earned it, but.
She was kind of annoying back then.
Yeah, she was. But but it's almost like she's a diva, but it's kind of a cartoon, because when you meet, I mean, I've met her a few times now.
Yeah.
And when you're sitting in front of her, you can't take anything seriously, whatever she's saying. Although she's very, I mean, she's a great actress, you know, but a lot of what she's saying is just, you know, just bullshit coming out of her mouth. But I don't need diva behavior coming from somebody like Alia Bhatt, for example, you know? We're not
or
there
Sonam.
Yet. Or, yeah, Sonam, for example.
Yeah.
And that vibe I don't get from either of them. And I really like the physicality that both bring. And it has a very kind of natural physicality. Like the kicks she was doing, Jacqueline. I thought that was pretty awesome. Obviously, when you have an Asin, she can really play off these more mature heroes.
Yes.
But I felt this chemistry between Salman and Jacqueline actually worked, which I feel hasn't really, like, even sometimes with Sonakshi, Salman almost feels more like a big brother than actually kind of a romantic pairing. I had that more even in Dabang 2, where he really felt like an older brother more than anything. I did feel kind of a spark between those, between Salman and Jacqueline, which was kind of nice.
And maybe it's because they're not playing up like a girlish vibe. Like they play like they're women,
yeah.
They're more mature women, and not like the giggly, like the diva, the spoiled, like overly manicured, actresses that you sometimes see, actress models you sometimes see. So even though they're both, you know, very pretty women, and they're neither of them are the best actresses, I do enjoy watching them, at least in certain kind of roles, you know.
Yeah. And also, what I also liked about Kick is that it has a lot of these unusual pairings. And, like, it's almost a completely fresh team that Salman is working with. And I thought that was kind of cool. Like, the actress is somebody he's never worked with. He's never been with the Randeep Huda. He's never been with the Nawazuddin Siddiqui. And even the choreographer was Ahmed Khan. And again, he was doing some moves that were, I mean, very Salman, but also kind of slightly different. Especially in the, for example, the Devil's Song itself.
Oh, yeah.
I like quite a bit of the choreography in there.
Yeah, well, and it helped that he looked like he was trying.
Yeah, yeah.
He really did. Fun, yeah. He wasn't phoning it in. Like, yeah. He actually did look like he was, you know, sort of putting some effort in, like, the whole time. Yeah, well, sometimes, you know, he's just kind of, well, like, the Vang too.
Yeah, just coasting, you know,
yeah, just coasting through. But this time I felt like he, you know, he was really there. He was putting in a good effort. And, yeah, and I did. I liked the cast, Mitten.
Oh, yeah,
and, Mitten. Yeah, I loved Mitten. Like, him and Salman, they had such good chemistry together. I love those scenes.
Yeah, they've worked together quite a few times now, haven't they? Mithun and Salman, I mean, they've done Veer together, obviously.
Oh, that's right. How could I forget about Veer? Yeah, I feel like they have a similar sense of
what they like. See that. Yeah.
Yeah, just sort of a very massy,
yeah,
like, over-the-top emotion. But yeah. I love Mithun. I would watch him in anything.
So what were the elements of Kick that you liked less or didn't work for you? Were there any?
Well, yeah, I mean, the only thing that I kind of didn't like was just, and I'm not sure if this is in the original or if this is something that was added to this version, but just the whole idea of that, you know, his character, Devil, or what's his real name, Devilal?
Devilal,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. The idea that he could never stick to anything, and he had made it to the age of 40-something, you know, it was just sort of like this slacker guy. Like, I liked that. But then I just felt kind of like he just decides that he does have a purpose, but that purpose kind of ends at the end of the movie, and I'm like, well, what's he going to do now? He can't keep... You know what I mean? Like, it just... That kind of...
He saved all the children?
Yeah. I guess we can talk about spoilers. It doesn't really matter. But, so he saved all these children, and then it's like, okay, well, what, now I'm a cop for 2 seconds? Like, it just...
I did not even understand what was going on. Like, I would love for you to explain to me, because I was like, huh? Did he become a cop, or... Like, did he fake his way into this? I have no clue what was going on.
Yeah,
at the end.
Well, I mean, I think that was just like a gag. He must have, like, I think, you know, maybe he talked his way into it, or he knew someone who gave him some credentials, or who knows, maybe he had been a cop at one point in the past and decided to pick up his badge again because he'd had so many jobs, you know?
Yeah, I was like,
but,
is it?
Yeah.
Because it felt like Wanted, you know, where he's suddenly a cop. And that totally worked in Wanted, obviously. But I was just completely confused about what happened. But at that time, I didn't even give a shit anymore. I was walking out of the theater.
Exactly. So, I mean, I think that the cop part doesn't really matter so much. But it was more that it just felt kind of off to me that here's this guy who can't find anything to satisfy him for more than a few seconds. And that's the whole reason she breaks up with him. Mm. Because she's kind of like, you can't live your life like this. But then I feel like he doesn't really learn his lesson at all, that he can settle down. I don't know, like, that just, like, his character development didn't really go anywhere at the end. And I mean, that's something that it doesn't really matter that much when you're watching it, but it was just something I thought about, like, afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, so is he just going to be a thief for the rest of his life? Like, that's how he gets his thrills? I mean, I liked the premise of it to begin with, and I like that it explained why he was, you know, 45 or 50 or however old he was supposed to be in the movie without being married yet, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I thought that worked quite well, but then I just feel like it didn't really sell me on him actually changing.
Yeah.
And I think it was supposed to.
Yeah.
Let's just blame, what's his face?
Chetan
Bhagat. Chetan Bhagat, yeah.
Yeah, I think those are probably some of the changes he made, but I don't understand why they even had Chetan Bhagat involved in this. I don't get it at all. I don't see... Yeah, I mean, even beside that, he's horrible as a human being. I don't know where the talent lies. I don't know why he was part of all these interviews and stuff like that, that he was doing something specific about this movie. I don't know where his touch really lied in this movie, honestly.
Well, the only thing I could think was just to get it, to give it more, to give the film more clout with people that usually write those articles, like, that have come out after Kick 2, like, Salman Khan films, how stupid can audiences be? And then list out, like, that's the only reason I can think why they would trot him out in interviews, is to get some of those people on their side, but it clearly didn't work.
I also have a feeling that they made him more of a superhero in this movie. I haven't seen the original, but I felt probably, I think I have a feeling that this is something that they pushed a bit more, that he has an actual mask and he's actually, you know, like being this kind of superhero. I don't know. I'll have to check out the original one and let you know. I mean, the movie does have some completely inane things in it, though. Like, you have to force yourself to just, you know, like, not think about it and just go with the movie. One of those scenes is when they're having that huge bus scene, and half of the time they're in Poland and half of the time they're in London.
I noticed that too, and I'm like, wait a minute, why is this bus in English all of a sudden?
Like, how did they ever think they could get away with that? Like, I understand, you know, like, people find that kind of thing insulting. I can totally get that. Like, that scene was like, and the amount of effort and money that they put in, and then, like, such a huge thing. Like, I don't know why, like, how they felt they could get away with it.
This is what happens when the producer is in charge. It's like, well, we'll just save some money. We're already here in London. We'll just, you know, we'll just save money and shoot some scenes here and then shoot some scenes in Poland, tie it up together. Perfect.
It was so odd. And, I mean, the other few things was, like, the whole amnesia subplot that he suddenly had.
Oh. I like that, though, because, you know, it wasn't really amnesia.
Let me tell you a secret. It wasn't really amnesia. But then how it tied into Jumme Ki Raat, which, again, I just kind of like, what is going on now? Does Jacqueline know
that? There were a few callbacks, though, like to, the whole Poland thing. I mean, isn't that where they shot Hamdilday?
Was that not Bucharest or Budapest?
Was it Budapest?
Yeah, and they sold
it kind of looked like it. Didn't you think? It reminded me of that anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, of course, the whole, like, the Bang callback.
Yeah.
At the beginning.
I don't think that was even a callback. That was just...
No, it was just the same guy.
Suddenly, the movie becoming the Bang guy. And not even once they were like, okay, if he just put the shades on his collar, that would be a callback. But he actually changed into, I mean, it's not even breaking the fourth wall, it's stepping out of the fourth wall and saying, look at me.
What fourth wall? There's no fourth wall in the Salman Khan film.
Yeah, he's having a direct...
It's not like this.
He's having a direct dialogue with the audience on that one.
Yeah, basically.
Another thing I really didn't like was the whole suicide of the parents thing.
I didn't like that either. It didn't make any sense.
I don't know why that suddenly happened. I didn't know who these people were. They were never really established. And, like, what was their plan? Who's going to take care of their kid? Like,
so horrible. I was like, so they're killing themselves because, like, does she get the insurance money? Are they just doing it because they can't afford to treat her and they don't want to watch her die, so they're just going to kill themselves first? I mean, in those cases, I feel like it's usually, I mean, not to be too gruesome, but, you know, when you see stuff like that in the news, it's usually murder, suicide. Like, they would kill all three of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Not just leave her in the hospital like, oh, my parents coming with the money.
It didn't make any sense to me at all. And, like, obviously I'm a parent, so I was like, what the hell is going on? And
I'm not a parent, and I was just, like, horrified.
I don't know, like, is Chetan Bhagat involved in those four or five scenes? Like, what the hell is he paid for? Can't he smooth those things out? Like, I don't... Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the kind of thing where, like, okay, did he... Yeah, I'd be very curious to know what he actually did. Was it just dialogues, or was he, you know... And, yeah, was he involved in plotting? Because if he's supposed to be some, you know, genius novelist, like, come on, buddy, like, why don't you figure out, like, a better plot point than having them just kill themselves for no reason?
Yeah. And I would have thought after J-Ho, Salman would have learned his lesson of not having people jump off a building and suicide. At least they didn't have CGI arms pointing at him or something like that. That was really bad. And the other bad I really didn't like, I mean, these were the inanities in movies. This is a completely absurd, like, and I can get people when they complain about Salman Khan movies, like, you know, leaving their brain at home and that kind of stuff. I understand people, he loses people with these kind of things. I totally do. I think because I am on the bandwagon of Salman and I do like him as a personality, that's why I could kind of gloss over it. But it took a lot of my fanboyishness to kind of gloss over these things. Yeah. But that one scene that really stood out for me was in a bad way. Was the drunk scene between Salman Khan and Randeep Huda. And mostly because Randeep Huda is doing the worst drunk acting I have ever seen. Like, I get everybody wants to be Amitabh Bachchan when they're doing the drunk scene, but I don't know what the hell Randeep Huda was doing. I mean, he's supposed to be this good actor, right? He's supposed to be this artist.
Well, there's, you know, you can check my reviews. I've never thought he was a good actor.
Yeah, but
he does think of himself. I've said he's competent.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I would rather watch him than Imran Khan, but he's not, like, a genius actor.
Yeah.
And I think that drunk scene just proved it.
It was so bad. I mean, it was so bad. He was just kind of squinting through the whole thing, and, like, I don't know. Like, it was horrible. It was so horrible.
Yeah, but, the one earlier with Mithun and Salman was great.
The other one also. Oh, yeah.
I was gonna say. So, one thing that kind of, I'm not sure what they were doing with it, but okay. So Jacqueline's father, right? The guy playing her father.
Right. Oh yeah.
What? Did he have a crush on Salman Karan Devilal? Because just the way he got so giddy around him, I was like, all right, either he's playing this extremely campy, or I'm missing something.
I probably missed that one. I think he just made him nervous. I think that's what it was kind of because
maybe that's what he was intending, but it just very much felt like he was the one trying. Because I think they even joke about it. Oh, no, at one point. And I was like, that was an odd choice.
It was
a really odd acting choice.
But I did like the scenes between Salman and Randeep where they were kind of on the phone. Or the one, my favorite was the, and I liked the nod to Divya Bharati because obviously that she was Sajid's first wife or only wife, I'm not 100% sure. And they had the Saat Samundar Paar song playing, and Salman was just dancing his heart off, and Randeep kind of came in, and they had this confrontation scene. I just love that scene.
Great.
I'll pull my Varun Dhawan here. It was almost like Al Pacino and Robert De Niro in Heat. It's not. I'm joking, but I just felt that was funny. No, but I kind of like that confrontation between those
two. Oh, that was a great scene. I liked the two of them together. I thought they got along pretty well, which I actually wasn't expecting. I didn't know what to expect from Randeep Huda, but I liked him in this for the most part. I thought he was good. I thought he played, like, the cop very well.
But
the one who I thought was, I mean, besides Mithun, who really just, whenever he was on screen, was Nawaz.
Yeah, we haven't spoken about him.
Right? Oh, yet, but when he showed up, it was like capital A acting. I mean, he was acting, and it was really great. He really, I think, added a lot to the movie.
I totally agree with you. The thing is, I haven't spoken that much about Nawazuddin because I felt all of the reviewers and bloggers that I don't like have, that's the only point that they've talked about is how good Nawazuddin Siddiqui is and how he gets it and nobody else gets it.
Oh.
I was like, dude, we get it. But he is awesome in it and he's awesome in anything. And I kind of felt cool that they got him involved into this, you know, otherwise he'd always be doing these like, you know, mid-level middle of the road kind of movies that he usually does.
Yeah.
And it's just nice to see him do something like that.
It is. And he's, I mean, I've met him once, and he's nice guy. And what I liked about him is he reminded me, so I've been reading about, because there's this quote from, you know, Jarvis Cocker.
Right. You're a huge fan of...
I'm a huge fan of him, but yeah, so I got, like, their concert DVD, their newest one, and so it kind of rekindled my interest. So I've been reading about him, but there was this great quote from him where he talks, because they were from, you know, working class North England, you know, on the dole for, like, 12 years or something before they became pop stars. And he said the whole reason that they wanted to do it was because they'd felt like such outsiders, and they got a real kick out of being part of mainstream culture, you know, being popular. People liked them. Like, they were doing something that people liked. And I could see, like, somebody like Nawaz, who was doing these arty films. But that's not, like, you know, when you're an actor, you take what you can get, and especially if you're not somebody rich. Mm. I mean, it's... And you're from coming from outside. You don't have the luxury to... I don't know, like, not to say no necessarily, but just you don't have that luxury to be like, oh, who's that one that Beth likes so much? Akshay Khanna's brother.
Oh, yeah, him.
Yeah, that guy.
Rahul? You know, is it Rahul?
Yeah, but, like, he does, like, what, one film every 5 years or something and only, like, serious ones. Like, you don't have that luxury to be so picky. But it's also, like, you don't have that, like, oh, you're automatically assumed to be a big name. Like, you're automatically, people know who you are. Mm. So to be part of something like Kick, I mean, that's got to be really, like, exciting and fun. And, of course, you would want to do it.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's what those critics, see, I couldn't even read any reviews from Kick. I just knew they would just make me angry. But I feel like that's what they're missing when they think, oh, well, he... like, blah, 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 like, condescended to do this film and classed it up.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like they don't understand, like, why he would do a film like this.
Yeah. No, I thought he was great. And he was having fun more than anything. And that's what I saw in his role, you know. And I thought he was awesome. And my dad didn't know who he was because I was speaking about him. And I was kind of saying he's like Irfan Khan, but less douchey. And he because of the lack of English, I don't think Nawazuddin will ever get to the place Irfan Khan is at now, which he doesn't necessarily want to, but I think this is kind of a cool avenue for him, where I feel Irfan Khan, when he does these kind of roles, he always just feels he's too good for them. Whereas here, I feel Nawazuddin just, like, fully committed to just playing, like, a crazy idiot, like a crazy villain, you know?
And yeah.
I appreciated that. He respected the audience he was playing to.
Exactly, because he used to be that audience. Exactly. I mean, because he said he used to go see, like, just every film that played his small city, you know? And so, I mean, that used to be him in the crowd. So, of course, he wants to entertain, like, the next Nawaz.
Yeah.
Sitting out in the audience watching Kick, you know? He's not... reading reviews in English.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I really liked him. But I feel there's so much said about him already. So, I think there's enough reviews, like, praising him. So, yeah, he's good. He's good. let's just say agree on that. Salman didn't take off his shirt.
Which... considering all the cupcakes he was eating, I think we're all glad.
Yeah. I think I was watching Sajid Nadia Nawala's interview. He was like, yeah, he was battling Nawaz Siddiqui at the end. We didn't feel it was right for him to take off his shirt. Like, that's kind of right.
Makes sense.
I also, one more thing, I really like that little kid that was playing.
Oh, the girl, the little girl. Jumki, she was great.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they shot her scenes out of order, so her teeth were like at the start she had her like her
The baby teeth, yeah.
Yeah, like no, the baby teeth were there at the end, but not at the start. So it was kind of like a bit odd. But I thought she was. I mean, I think she did, it was touching those few scenes, and
Yeah.
I think also like those are the kind of things that Salman responds to a lot. Like dying kids and sick kids and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And there was those few moments that he could, step out of his Superman, Salman Khan kind of persona, and he was actually, engaging with what was going on, and it was touching. I really liked those kind of scenes with the kid.
I agree. I thought he and that little girl, I thought they had some really nice chemistry. And yeah, I mean, who knows? Maybe they can someone will buy the remake rights to, like, don't isn't like isn't there both a film with The Rock and then one with Vin Diesel where they play like nannies or something?
Yeah, the
Yeah.
pacifier or something
That's
like that,
I think it's time for a remake.
right? With Salman in?
There's someone
Salman playing the pacifier?
with like a little girl and then he has to haul her all around. I think that'd be really cute.
Yeah, I think the way Salman's career is going lately, he's booked in till like 2032. He has so many films coming out, it's insane.
Coming Eid
Yeah, he's all booked
2032.
into wherever. But I'm he's got some interesting things coming soon,
Oh
so.
wait, before we move on, I forgot to mention the one thing that I hated the most. Nargis.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. You she didn't do it for you in that song?
And it's really frustrating too because they play the same song at the end, but with
And
Jackie.
she does it so much better.
Oh, she does it like a
Yeah.
million times better.
It's
Like, I
crazy,
don't
huh?
understand who keeps casting Nargis in every. Like, I don't understand why. Like, she was terrible. She, like, when. Okay, when Salman Khan is dancing better than you and it's not 1989, like, there's a problem.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I like her. I like Actually Nargis, but I think
Ugh.
that's my
But she's
view.
not an item girl. Like,
No, she's
even if
not.
she's not a dancer, and like Sunny can kind of do it because
She's not doing complicated steps.
she's not doing
It's a
complicated
step by
steps.
step by what we were laughing about
The
here.
step. Oh, the pink lips.
Yeah, the pink lip, step by step by pink
I
lip.
still don't know how that got past the censors. Oh my God, that song is obscene. But the yeah, like why? Who keeps casting her as an item girl? Even that white girl, Scarlett, who was in Shanghai.
I have
Do you
not
remember
seen
her?
that movie.
The white
Yeah.
model they brought in to do that one song.
No, that movie just completely passed me.
Okay. Well, anyway, Scarlett Wilson, I think her name is Scarlett something. But anyway, she dances better than Nargis, and like she's a white girl from like London. It's just really, she's just terrible. She's just terrible, and I wish they would stop putting her in songs.
Yeah, I think she's. I think kind of why I like her is she has this kind of Abhishek Bachchan, I don't give a shit, I'm just kind of here for fun kind of attitude to
Oh,
movies.
and that
I
infuriates
know
me.
it does, but I kind of like that. And I think Imran Khan has the same thing, and that's
He
why I like him
does.
too.
He does. Oh, and it infuriates me so
See,
much.
I've picked exactly that moment that you hate
It
and I actually like.
Oh, that is. All right, so that's where we, yeah, because
Yeah.
it's just, I always feel like there are so many people
Yeah.
that would kill, like, that could do this job so much better.
Yeah.
And it's just like Abhishek Bachchan fucking around. Like, ugh.
I'm gonna call that Rohit Shetty line of
It is.
demarcation.
It is a
This
line
is
of
where we start to
demarcation.
differ completely on opinions, and but I actually like her, and I think the other thing is also I've seen Main Tera Hero,
Which I need to see. I do
which
need
she
to see that.
totally
I
won me
agree.
over on that one.
Yeah.
Because she's almost playing like Katrina Kaif and Tismar Khan,
Huh.
that kind of role, and I
Oh,
just loved
okay.
it. And I think I know everybody hates her for Rockstar, but I think it's all Ranbir Kapoor and Imtiaz Ali's fault. And I
That
think
is their fault. That
and
is
they
their fault.
completely got out of it without any issues, and she got the brunt of it. And yeah, I mean, yeah, she's not a great dancer. She looks great. She has she has I think she has screen presence, But I don't think she ever wants to be a serious actor anyway. And she's probably moving to Hollywood very soon anyway. And actually in a movie directed by Paul Feig, which I'm actually very impressed about.
You know, and maybe she'll do better in English.
I don't think she will.
Well, but maybe she'll do better like in having... Because I think, wasn't that the big complaint about Rockstar, is that she didn't... Like, she doesn't have Indian body language. She doesn't have... And when she's dressed in Western clothes and can speak in English and be the American that she is, I think maybe she'll be more comfortable and maybe I'll like her more. I don't know.
Well, let's watch Madras Cafe because it's on Netflix. And then decide where she kind of... but I think I she's on my positive side after... her Coffee with Karan interview and Met Rahio.
Maybe, you know what, maybe she should just have a chat show.
Yeah. The thing is, you know, like what I liked about, because I liked her in Rockstar. I just felt she was one of those girls that was the prettiest girl in high school. And you, as a nerd, you would maybe fall in love with. But you would never ever hear from her again, you know? And I think she's just passing through. She's passing through our lives. She's passing through cinema. She's passing through whatever the hell she's doing. And we will never hear from her again in a couple of years. So there's no point of being super annoyed about her.
Yeah, well, I could be super annoyed about her while she's on my on the big cinema screen and I can't fast forward.
And the thing with why I think she does get cast, because she does have slightly Indian-looking features. Because the girl you're mentioning, Scarlett, she still looks very, very white.
Well, she is white. And so she got... Because I saw her in... I saw her recently in another film with another white dancer, and that was the whole point, was that they were like two white dancers. But I have to say both of them were better than
It's a bit like the Amy Jackson thing, you know? She's completely white, but she kind of passes for like an Indian girl. I don't know how she does it, but she kind of does.
And like maybe she's from like a Portuguese, like Goa
kind of. Something like that. And that just kind of finds a bit more acceptance. And maybe they're hoping to get her to a Katrina level, but she's never going to put in the effort that Katrina did, you know? So it's never going to happen. So, but yeah, anyway, I think we've talked way too much about Nargis here.
But anyway, I just had to mention that.
Of course you did.
It's just so clear, like the comparison. Because, I mean, just that ending song. And you see Jacqueline, like, dancing in it, and it looks great, versus Nargis's, like, sloppy noodle. Was it you that called her the unbent straw?
No, I didn't, but that's a pretty good one.
And that was her song in that Shahid movie. She was, like, she did an item, and she was dancing like horrible. An unbent straw.
That was a terrible item. No, the thing is also with that song, and again, we're talking about Nargis still, but... she was dressed horribly also. And I don't know why they put her in these weird black dresses. And they did it again here. And it just doesn't look good on her, I think. Because again, on Main Tera Hero, she's dressed really nice. And she's doing a few of these dances with Varun Dhawan, who's an excellent dancer.
Oh, he is.
But she looks like she's completely lost. And that's kind of her character. And it actually really works in it. It's hilarious. She's hilarious in that movie.
I'll watch that one too. I've been meaning to, but you know, sometimes it just works out. Like there was some, like Priyanka, who, you know, I hate, but there have definitely been roles where because she's playing kind of something that fits her style of acting anyway.
Yeah.
Like in, there were some moments in Krish 3 where she was playing herself playing Or no, it was her body, but she was supposed to be Kangana playing her.
Right.
But it was like the best acting I've ever seen from Priyanka. It was like a sarcastic take on her heroine character. I was like, hey, if she was just like this character all the time, I could really get behind it.
Because you liked her in Dostana too, right? Or am I misremembering?
No, I didn't like her in Dostana. You know what I liked her in was Love Story 2020. Because again, she was playing that diva character, and she was great. Yeah. Oh, and again, I also liked her in Salame Ishq.
Oh, right. Again, she was playing
a diva character. And in Fashion, I didn't think she was like through all the second part of Fashion. I thought she was quite good playing a diva character. So, So who knows? Maybe Nargis is a ditz. I'll really like her.
Yeah. Well, I think what we've done with this podcast is give you a lot of homework of movies to watch.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I just have been between my job and also my local theater shut down for a little while, but I think it's back up, but just not under big cinemas anymore, or Phoenix. It was Adlab, Phoenix Adlab.
Okay. That's good, because I was actually getting worried for you that you wouldn't be able to watch an Akshay movie in theater.
I know.
Holiday is probably the first one you missed, right?
In the first one in a long time, it really killed me to miss it, too.
And it's actually a pretty good one. I really enjoyed
it. Yeah. Even with all my issues with the original, I didn't want to see it, so.
Yeah. Cool.
Oh, well.
I think we can wrap up this episode in any case.
Can I
just
say one more? Sorry, I just have a lot of opinions about everything, but... So, I don't know if you saw, but I right before I went to go see this, I think the week before, actually, I had rewatched Minutepiarchia.
Right.
And
I saw your review of that.
Yeah, and it was just so lovely, and I don't know, maybe I went into Kik just with that image of just Prem and how wonderful he was. And I feel like kind of he's still that same guy. Almost, you know, like his image, at least in this movie, was like I just had that in the back of my head. Like, it's his Prem.
Yeah, in a way, it is. Yeah, and I think the most Prem he was I'm gonna miss here what I'm trying to say. It's which one was it again? Ekta Tiger. I think he was kind of the most Prem in Ekta Tiger again. Because Ekta Tiger is like. I love that movie. Like, it's, I love it. I've seen it so many times, and I think out of all of those, like Ekta Tiger and Wanted are probably my favorite of the Nouveau Salman that we've been getting.
Wanted is pretty great.
Yeah, Wanted and Ekta Tiger, and I think Ekta Tiger he was really Prem more than anything. But yeah, I like it when he's kind of like a bit of a softer. Like sometimes they want to play him like a rascal, you know, like Reddy. And I don't necessarily like that persona of his.
There's a difference between being like a little mischievous or just having like a twinkle in his eye and being like actively
giving
like, causing
threats.
Trouble.
Giving great threats with an eye and all that.
Like he doesn't, like that's not, I feel like that's not who he likes to be on screen either. Like he wants to be somebody that's good.
Yeah. But I mean, he's coming. He's having a forthcoming with Suraj Barjatya.
That's another one I'm looking forward to, actually.
Yeah, and then he's going to be an asshole again in No Entry, Man. So yeah, we're going to be getting everything. Yeah, cool. Anything else you want to add about it, Kik?
No, but just that if you do go see it, you should go see it in the cinema because this is not one that would play well on DVD. Yeah. It plays well when you're with a bunch. Well, unless you're watching with like a bunch of people because you need to cheer. Like it's a movie that's made to be seen with a group, like and to clap when the hero makes his entrance
and laugh when it's just ridiculous
and laugh when it's silly. Yeah. And it's just one of like you can watch Highway by yourself. Like. Yeah. In the living room or Queen, like just, you know, on your laptop, like it's not going to lose anything.
Or do like me and watch Highway with your family and it becomes super awkward at the end.
Yeah, don't do that.
I did that. It was horrible. I completely forgot what the ending of that movie was. And it got super quiet in the living room. And everybody was looking at me like, why did you pick this movie? I had the choice between Queen and Highway, and I went with Highway.
Yeah, I probably would have gone with Queen.
Yeah, but I thought, like, Queen had a lot of, like, I want to have sex scenes, you know, like that kind of thing. So that would have been awkward.
Yeah, well, it didn't have child abuse, though. So.
Yeah, I know, but I'd forgotten. That part I'd completely forgotten. And that was a part that really hit me when I'd seen the movie.
Yeah.
So it was, watch Kik instead.
Yeah, exactly. There's no spicy parts. There's like a drunk scene, a couple drunk scenes, but nothing worse than your uncle does anyway. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's not any, no one's throwing up or like it's not, there's no cocaine or anything. It's just, you know, uncle's had a little bit too much.
Cool. Are you still doing a review on it?
I'm so terrible. I have like half a review written. But I'll be good and I'll finish writing it.
Well, I think like this podcast is coming so late that the whole world has already seen Kik that wants to see it. So
well, then I won't have to worry about spoilers.
Exactly. Yeah, I think sometimes you should get into spoilers. You're very careful about it.
I try to be very well because I just remember writing up something on Anil Kapoor, Madhuri Dixit, Tezab.
Yeah,
and mentioning that. oh, spoiler alert, the Chunky Pandy's character dies.
Yeah.
And I got, like, some angry comments.
Oh, wow.
How could you say that Chunky Pandy dies? Thanks a lot for ruining the movie. And I was like, I'm like, okay. I always try to keep things, especially if they're new in theaters. Yeah.
The problem for me is a lot of times, like, especially with these movies that you've watched that sound really interesting, but I'm never going to be able to watch, so I want to hear your thoughts about it, like, especially when it's South Indian movies, and when you're, like, you know, dancing around, kind of...
What happened
is like, what is she talking about? But, so I think, maybe for Kick you can get into spoilers, actually, because everybody's probably... Or put, like, a spoiler warning or something like that.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll start doing that. I don't know. I guess it's, like a lot of things, my style of writing and reviewing has evolved over the years, but yeah, I don't know what people, maybe if anyone's listening to this and wants to tell me what they think about spoilers or not spoilers, or maybe I'll ask on my blog tomorrow too what people think. Because I've always tried to be very careful, just because I feel like a lot of reviews too, that's all they do is just tell you the plot and then that's it, and I'm like, well, you can get that on Wikipedia, you know, if you really want to know.
So anyway, where can people find more of your work?
I am at filmygirl.blogspot.com, or you can find me as Filmy Girl on Facebook, where I usually try to post everything, and then on Twitter too, but I'm very rarely there.
Yeah.
But I will respond if you tweet at me, awesome. Even if it's just to block you for being rude.
Especially all the Shah Rukh Khan fans that will come at me now.
Especially all the Shah Rukh Khan fans will come at me now. And or spoiled star sons who have literally nothing better to do with their time.
And I'm Asim Birney. You can follow me on Twitter on Asim Birney. You can follow us at YouPodcast. We'll be dropping podcasts right and left. Apologies for the people that listen to us that it's so irregular, but... I mean, yeah, it's fun. If it becomes a chore, I don't want to do it. So I hope you guys enjoyed listening to it. If you don't, drop me an email at viewpodcasting@gmail.com. And that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening, guys. इसको हम तो रहे समझाते मैंने देखा तुझे भुला के हर एक तरकीब लगा के हर नुस्खे को आजमा के पर दिल से कभी न उतरे हैंगओवर